This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Duke is back, and so is Gene Rybnicki. Beer since 1933. And we are streaming live on the Metropolitan Window video screen. Click on KDKRadio.com, KDK Watch. And he found a way to get that Duquesne name right square in the shot. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm well, Rob. Yourself? It's good to be here, back here in the beer garden with you guys.
I missed you.
I missed you as well.
But I'm so glad you brought this man to our program tonight.
I missed you so much I called in 2 weeks ago, if you recall correctly.
I do remember. You called while I was doing my regular show. But he brought gifts. I've got a cool-looking hat if you're watching this being streamed. And we've got some of, they like to say, cold ones to throw back before the hour is up. So it's all yours, Mr. Rybnicki.
All right. You are in the beer garden, courtesy of Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. I'm your host, Gene Rybnicki, in the studio tonight. We are honored and pleasured to have Mr. Bill Clevenger.
Cheers.
From Duquesne Brewing Company.
That's awesome, man.
And we're going to talk, guess what we're going to talk about tonight?
Beer.
Yeah. Which beer?
Duquesne Pilsner.
And I have reason to believe you might have some fond recollections of said beer.
Yes, I do, sir.
And we're going to get into that a little bit later in the program.
Really?
I hope so.
Listen, but I did a bit of a deep dive on the whole idea and the history. I would have never thought that there's royalty involved when it comes to the name of Duquesne, the beer.
It's the Prince of Pilsner.
I love it.
So right off the bat, before we get all up in this, I'm going to grab a Duke, as we say, as you kids say.
Oh, man, music to my ears. Take a slug of that.
Everything. Cheers, Gene.
Cheers, Bill.
This is historic, you know that.
And cheers, Rob. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So as some of you may know and some of you may not, Duquesne Brewing began on the south side of Pittsburgh in 1899.
Let me tell you, this caused such a controversy. We got talking about the clock that used to be. It took up like half my sports show the other day. We were promoting, you were coming in. We had so much fun with it. And right away when they brought up the clock, it took me back. What a historic part of Pittsburgh that clock was,
Absolutely.
Bill.
Absolutely. It is. There's a lot of history to that clock and that piece of property. Hopefully, maybe the right people will get involved and we can put a new face on that clock. Wouldn't that be something for the city of Pittsburgh?
That's what we're shooting for.
Man, that would be nice. I might hang around a little bit longer then.
Well, I sure hope you do.
So Duquesne Pilsner is back.
In a big, big way.
Tell me, Bill, how did you come to be the owner of Duquesne Pilsner or Duquesne Brewing?
A lot of hard work and a lot of power of prayer and meeting the right people. So my grandmother, Evelyn Clevenger, was in the beer business, in the beer distributing business from 1958 to 1989.
Wow.
So as a kid, I caught the tail end of that and got the bug of the beer business. And so she was a Duquesne distributor. And in the ripe old age of 20, I got this wild idea to start a beer distributor. None of my family kept her beer distributor going at the time, which is sad, but, you know, things happen for a reason, right? And so in 1997, at the age of 20, I reopened Clevenger's at the same location in little town McConnellsburg, east of here, about 2.5 hours. And just started, you know, delivering the best customer service that we could, carrying on a family tradition. And then in 2016, I met the former owners of Duquesne, Mark and Maria Dudash, and started distributing the beer for them. And it actually, their light version, which is new to the greater Pittsburgh area, the light actually wasn't distributed around here. So everybody's looking at the LT as a new beer, but we actually, outside of the 10-county territory east of here, it was our number one selling 30-pack.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. And so we loved it. I mean, we fell in love with it. We loved the history of it, the city of Pittsburgh, the people. And the Dudashes and I, you know, we just always talked, and they knew I had a love for it. And so at the end of 2021, they retired. December 2022, they reached out to me and said, "Hey, Billy, we retired, and, you know, we knew you always were very interested in the Duquesne Brewing Company." And they said, "You know, we'd love to see you carry it on if you're still interested in it." And I was floored. And so in February of 23, I went and met with them at their home. And the process started to begin, and the wheels started to turn. And I can't begin to tell you the power of prayer and everything, but the right people got behind me. We have a rock star team. And we partnered. We kept everything the same. We updated the packaging. We gave it a new look. Greenberg Creative did a really good job. Kristen is the owner of that. I've been working with her for over 20 years. And we went back and searched all kinds of fonts, the prints. The prints has taken on many different looks over the years. And so we came out with this throwback can for the Duquesne Pilsner. We have an attractive can for the LT that gives it a nice crisp look. And at the end of the day, we partnered with City Brewing out of Latrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Great bunch of folks. They're the experts, right? Let the people that know what they're doing, and they brew great beer, and they brew Duquesne. And so we packaged somewhere around 27,000 30 packs. Just right here before the beginning of April. And we partnered with Ficini Distributing. Ken and his group, Team Awesome, have been nothing but superstars for us in just over 30 days. And the most prolific thing that we want people to know is Duquesne is the beer for the American worker.
You know how when you're walking up to the front porch for the first date and your heart starts to pound and your palms start to sweat? I've interviewed presidents. I haven't been this nervous since. I got to tell you, I am so happy you're here.
Thank you.
I'm all about the history. I'm about the future. I've got a son in his mid-20s. I've got a son in his early 30s, a daughter in her early 20s. You are giving them an opportunity to be a part of our history for the next generation. That's how big of a deal this is.
Well, thank you, and I respect that, and it's an honor to be there. As I tell many folks, though, it's not about me, though. I'm just a small part of 126-year history of Duquesne. I'm a blip on the screen. It's all about the people, the men and women that make this great country and this great city and beyond. I'm just here to take Duquesne, and make the people proud and the history and the people behind it very proud, and then take it beyond Pittsburgh.
We're going to go to break. We'll come back. Tell everybody who's in the beer garden with us, Gene.
We got Bill Clevenger, Duquesne Brewing, in the beer garden.
Gene Brumnicki, he's got the magic, man. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
It's all good. We'll be back.
You guys have great ears.
Stay with us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Duquesne Brewery, in the spotlight, in the beer garden. Gene Rybnicki, beer since 1933.
That's right, Rob. And I'm cracking open a Duquesne beer LT.
Light. And you know, that was one of the things that I was going to ask you, because I wasn't sure if they actually made that available. So that's a big ticket item.
It is.
Big ticket. That's going to go a long way for those hot summer nights that lie ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a gentleman tell me the other day at a distributor, he said, I really like that Duquesne Pilsner. And he said, I like the LT. He said, so I can lay it out to you this way. The LT can get me to the back, to through the front nine. He said, the Duquesne Pilsner will get me at about hole three.
So can I ask you, Mr. Rybnicki, because you're the brain trust, what is a Pilsner?
Oh, boy, I'm glad you asked, because it's a lovely segue to my next topic of conversation. In the German language, the suffix ER denotes point of origin. If you're from Berlin, you're a Berliner. If you're from Frankfurt, you're a Frankfurter. If you're the style of sausage meat from Frankfurt, you're a Frankfurter. And it goes on and on. And similarly, in Czech Republic, where there's Germanic influence on language, in Bohemia, there's a town called Pilsen, P-I-L-S-N.
Really?
Which, through the miracle of the application of English technology. Okay, so at one point in time, this is, we're drinking a Pilsner. It's a crisp, clean, golden lager. At one point in time, all beer was darker than this. By this following process, you take malt, you take grain, you take barley, and you steep it in water to allow it, the husk to crack, for the starches to begin to turn into sugars. It starts to germinate, but you don't want sprouts because you're going to brew with this. So you put it in an oven or a kiln to halt that process. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with scotch,
yes,
it's on peat, so you get that flavor from that. But you halt that process, at which point you have malt. So in England, they had invented a kiln for the specific purpose of drying out grain. And this technology made its way over to Bohemia, where they learned, hey, if we turn this down, if we turn the temperature down really low for a long period of time, we can get a very, very light malt on this grain. And the beer will be lighter.
Won't be as dark.
And this will pair well with our very, very soft water here in Pilsen. And the noble hops that we use, that at one point in time, it was illegal to export by punishment of decapitation. King Wenceslaus II. You asked, Rob.
Heads will roll.
You're laughing, but you asked. So
that's cool, though.
So this brand new style of beer in the beer world, it's not even like 200 years old at this point, took the world by storm. Very light, crisp, clean beer.
Refreshing.
And super refreshing. So everybody started making pilsners. All of your mass-produced American beers are basically a form of a pilsner. It's a lager that is very light in color. And the style took off. Wow. And that is a pilsner.
And one came to the front.
And he's sitting in here with us tonight.
Not me, but and the prince.
Listen, you got to take a little bit of credit here. Because you understand, I really enjoy talking about this stuff. I love the history.
And
I'm telling
very
you, when
iconic.
They mentioned that clock to me, because I said, wonder where they used to brew that. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, Southside, clock. Okay. I went,
Yeah.
How many times I would look over at that clock.
Oh, it's iconic.
I mean, it was legendary.
Yes, sir.
And think about all the people that drank that beer after that shift at the local mill.
I had the pleasure of riding around with Gene today, and I mean, we met so many people that joked about, oh, when I was a young guy, you know, I could go down around the brewery, and that's one of the coolest things about it is so many stories of people, whether it's them personally or their dad or their grandfather, uncle, friends. I mean, Duquesne is woven into the fabric of Pittsburgh.
So where do I get these 30 packs at so I can put it in that refrigerator in the garage after I cut grass?
At a finer distributor near you. And if they don't have it,
ask for it.
They want you to have, they want to sell you stuff. So any this distributor closest to your house has no problems picking this up.
And for Jason Zima, who is the husband of our CEO, Jody Zima at Coons Market, we're working on some magic that will bring Duquesne to our cafes, McKnight Road and Banksville Road. You heard it here first.
It's all true, based on the true story.
It is a true story. Listen, Jason would appreciate this. I appreciate this. I'm grateful for Vincini Distributing beer since 1933. Very grateful. And I'm always happy to see you. Let's talk more about the history, just the flavor. I mean, sports teams, you know, high school graduations, you know, going on to the next, you know, cheering your son or daughter on to the college days, coming back home for the holidays, having a Duquesne Pilsner.
Yeah, so we did a flash sampling in the distributor today. I showed him about town. I showed him some places that either should have his stuff or already picked it up right off the bat. And a guy walked in. All he wanted was a bag of ice. Like, hey, sir, free beer sampling. Like, what beer? Duquesne. Uh-uh.
They still make that?
Takes a sip, and what was his response? He basically had a flashback in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I remember this.
Dean's beer.
Yeah, I remember this.
Oh, wow.
This takes me back several years. This is good. This tastes like a... And I got to say, it's been restored to its original 1899 recipe, and it's actually a very tasty, easy drinking beer with a low alcohol volume. Besides all the history, let's talk. You know me; I tend to be liquid first.
Look at that label on that can. Show that put that up at the camp to the camera. Look at that. Back it up a little bit. Oh, beautiful detail.
And then here, flip it around a little bit, and you'll see the essence of the clock, Gene.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, nice.
And then we put 5 o'clock because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
No, nice.
I read this as beer o'clock.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is sweet. That is sweet. Just think of all the neighborhood bars.
Oh.
They got to have this.
They do. They do. For the generation that enjoyed it from years ago to the new generation that's here. Like I said, we are the beer for the American worker. If you're working and you enjoy a beer, then grab a Duke.
You'd appreciate this. So I'm stuck in traffic, Island Avenue, the Rocks, the other day. Two gentlemen had their dogs out in front of Rudy's bar, just laughing. Dogs were jumping around. And all I kept thinking was, boy, I wish I could just go sit there and have a beer. And now that I know this beer is back, wouldn't it be nice to go to Rudy's and the Rocks and just have an ice cold Duquesne beer?
Sounds, you can't get any more American or Pittsburgher than that, right?
No. All right.
And that.
Listen, so what are we going to do when we come back? More of the story, I hope, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about LT a little more. We're going to delve into that now that we've learned the history of the Pilsner.
All right, tell everybody who's in the building tonight, please.
We got Bill Clevenger, Duquesne Brewing. I'm Gene in the beer garden. We got Rob Pratt in the house.
With my hat.
Sporting his
courtesy
hat.
Of Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933.
You know what's going to happen when you all leave? All night long, I'm going to get calls. People are going to be calling my show when I want to talk about the mayor's race. They're going to be asking me, forget that. Where can I get this beer at?
There we go.
All right, stay tuned. Much more to come. It's back. The Duke is back. Don't you just love it? All right, beer since 1933, Vincini Distributing. Tonight in the spotlight, Duquesne Pilsner, a.k.a. the Duke, to Pittsburgh and beyond. Bill Clevenger, president of Duquesne Brewery and the host with the most, Gene Rubnicki from Vincini Distributing. Beer since 1933. Boy, this may be your best yet. I'm a little biased because of the beer we're talking about, but this is like history on a station who has...
I knew this was going to stroke... several magical chords within your soul. I knew this is right up your alley.
I'm pumped up, man.
This is the In the Beer Garden you were born to co-host.
Listen, as we're talking, I'm really watching you guys and your mouths move, but I'm not hearing what you're saying because I'm just thinking about all the happy times, the moments after that third shift, right. You know, welcoming a child into the family, bringing home the dog, you know, getting married. I mean, first Holy Communion, a bar mitzvah.
Grabbing a Duke.
Yeah.
It's all right there.
It is right there. Or going up to the bar of your choice, and they already have it waiting for you.
Yes, sir.
That's great, man.
So I just grabbed an LT. And now I'm going to ask my friend Bill over here to talk me through this 96 calorie, 4.2% alcohol by volume beer.
Easy drinking.
That's my kind of drinking. I'm not into no 8%. That's a beer that you can enjoy with a sandwich.
A sandwich, barbecue, fish. I mean, it's the beer you finish mowing the grass on a Saturday afternoon and you want a cold beer or maybe two.
Or like your grandmother used to do at that distributorship, have the ball game on or listen to KDK radio while you're stacking the Duquesne and you're drinking a couple.
Absolutely.
That's when you got to grab a Duke.
That's right.
Or grab an LT.
Yeah.
Depends on the situation. They have a beer for both situations at the Duquesne Brewing Company. And this is a crisp and clean, lighter Pilsner. Lower calorie, lower alcohol. You're able to have more than one and still function. Not an actual promise or guarantee.
I'll get an Uber. Don't worry about it.
At least in theory. Yeah, why am I looking at you when I'm saying these things, Rob?
I got to tell you a quick story. Throw that over here, Billy. Oh, right. I got a keychain. Now, look. So, neighborhood bar growing up, Duke Milladine. He actually had a Duquesne Neon. So, this thing has been a part of my life a long time. Duke was a legend. It's now Wooly Bullies. But when you start pumping out those neons and the replica clocks, remember your old friend, Rob Pratt.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You got it.
This is huge. This is huge. I mean, this is big stuff, Gene.
I'm just enjoying it.
Duquesne is back.
This is probably my quietest episode in the beer garden.
I'm just sitting back
and I am watching this because I knew this was going to happen and now it's happening.
Well, listen, Jen Howley said to me a couple of weeks ago, hey, Duquesne Brewery, you know anything about it? I'm like, do I know anything about it? And when I found out that that's what you were doing, I literally just kept saying, whatever you do, just get through the week, get to Wednesday. And I've made it. How many memories. And if you don't turn that key and hook up with Vincini, this doesn't happen. And I know what they do in La Trobe. They're really good at what they do.
Oh, they are. They're the best. I mean, they have a first-class operational team. And when I was there the day they were packaging the Duquesne, they gave me the first case that came off the line. Wow. So I have that.
Wow.
And I had so many men and women come up to me and say, we are so happy to see Duquesne coming back across our shelves, or, you know, the rollers and everything, and going through their plant. And like I said, it's all about them. I mean, it's about the folks that make the aluminum, the cans, brewing the beer, packaging it. And everybody that enjoys it.
So what do I do, Gene, when I go home tonight and my phone's blowing up, all the bars and people I know, what do I tell them to do? I mean, they're all going to want a piece of this. You understand. We all grew up with this.
We have it. It's in stock. It's waiting for call. At Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. Anybody will bring it in. And as the word gets out, I mean, it's been a no-brainer of a sale thus far.
Listen,
hey, I got this beer in now.
You are,
but yes, send it.
This guy's a beer snob. He knows. I'm telling you, it's an education. It's 101 every time I'm in studio with him. Other than the history, what makes this beer so timely to be back? Go ahead, Gene.
Summer's coming, and it's easy drinking, clean burning fuel. There's no
so good.
There's no.
I got a keychain.
It's made with, and we were talking about this earlier, it's made with Primo ingredients.
Primo. Absolutely.
It's been restored to its original recipe. You know, with some beers, when it gets 1 or 2 degrees warmer, you're like, this isn't what I was drinking. What is it? This is like a horrific shadow of what I was just drinking. That doesn't happen with this beer. This is an easy drinking beer. Crisp and clean.
Let me tell you what he just said during the break that blew me away. 1937, right after Prohibition, what was the number one brewery in Pittsburgh?
In Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania,
right. It was Duquesne Brewing Company. It was in the top eight in America. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's staggering.
It is.
It was one of the few breweries, I forget the number, but I can look it up because I wrote it down somewhere. Not that many breweries survived Prohibition. Yingling did. Straub did. You know, a lot of breweries, they started making ice cream, they started making soda, they went out of business, they found other lines of work. These guys came back, and they came back hard. They were ready for action.
$18.99, the original recipe. So how do you find that?
A lot of history.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
2 minutes to the break. Go ahead. What else is on your mind here?
I don't know. I'm going to take another drink of this Duquesne LT, interestingly named, which is kind of funny, and I don't want to mention it, but you know, you weren't calling them when the power went out. So it's a nice,
you might
clean,
have wanted to have one.
Nice, nice, clean and clear separation.
Oh man!
Yeah, no, the LT. It's a great light beer, crisp, refreshing. We're really excited about that. I mean, we're excited about the Duke, but we wanted to. In the previous packaging, it was Duquesne Pilsner LT, and. You know, when I got control of everything, we started down the designing things. I said, you know, nobody knows what a Dairy Queen is anymore. It's DQ. And I saw where they're taking Dollar Generals and making them
DG.
DG and Dunkin' Donuts is DD. And I said, why don't we give LT its own brand, its own name?
All I know is it's such a joy to have you here. Get a taste of the city. Get a taste of our history. Duquesne, the Duke.
Nope, and we have the estate of Lawrence Taylor calling in for some reason right now.
Can I tell you something? This beer won't hit as hard as LT, but it will taste incredibly good. We'll be back. Stay with us. All right, so I've been known to sell a few products in my life, but this is from the heart. If I'm a bar owner in Pittsburgh, when I wake up tomorrow, I get to the bar, I call Gene Rimnicki. I call Vincini Distributing. If you love our city, you love our region, if you're a bar owner, restaurant owner, you got to have this beer. You got to have it.
You got to grab a Duke, Rob.
You know what? T-shirt, grab a Duke, get me one.
Oh, I just grabbed another Duke.
The beer for the American worker. So the grab a Duke came, so on the clock, it used to say have a Duke. So my wife, Paula, we were talking about different things, and she's like, you know, people reach into coolers and into the... You know, you go to the beer store or whatever, and you're always reaching in and you're grabbing the case or the can out. She's like, why don't we just put a little fresh touch on it and grab a Duke?
She's a keeper.
I'm telling you.
No, it's a little more active of a verb than have a Duke.
But, you know, Duke, that catchphrase, Duke.
Grab a Duke.
Grab a Duke. Get duped.
Post-dukeification.
You get duped, and then you got duped.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That clock, though. My goodness, what a part of Pittsburgh. I can't tell you how many times I use that as a landmark. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, there's the clock. I'm almost to the Fort Pitt tunnels, you
right?
know? Oh, my goodness gracious. Such joy. Such joy. Did you ever think, honestly, when you were just kicking this around, that there would be an opportunity that you could actually get this done? I mean, this is massive. We're sitting in KDK Radio drinking Duquesne beer.
Yeah. I would have, no. I mean, there's a part of me that thought, you know, it would be neat. I have a son, Jackson. He's going to be 19 next month. And we saw, I mean, that was the whole thing. We saw the history, the stories, the people that send in pictures and just different, you know, pieces of memorabilia. I mean, if you go on eBay, you ought to see the stuff, pages and pages of collectibles and stuff being sold on eBay. But we saw the fact of how many people enjoyed it. I mean, all walks of life, whether you're working with it, whether you're working for it, man, woman, different nationalities. It's just a very clean, crisp, refreshing beer. So many people today are just like, you know, look, there's so many choices out there, and the thing that hones them right back in is I just want a beer. And, you know, and here's a beer. It's American made. It's American owned. We're very proud that we're with City Brewing out in Latrobe. And, you know, and I can't stress enough, you know, there's lots of taglines, grab a Duke, have a Duke, the Prince of Pilsners, the finest beer in town. But the one that we are really, really, it's just a tribute to the hardworking people of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the country itself, you know, the United States. We're the beer for the American worker. Covers everybody.
Does, no matter if you're sitting behind a computer terminal or you're
saving lives,
swinging a sledgehammer.
Correct. Building cars, climbing a fire ladder, serving your country, anything.
Operating a blast furnace.
Man, I would be a hero. Give me some of that to take to the gate at Edgar Thompson. They'd love me.
All right, so Duquesne Pilsner, currently only available in 12-ounce can via 30-pack, because you've been very intelligent in rolling out this brand, slowly but surely. It wasn't a major blast, mindless blast, uncontrollable.
Right.
But it will be coming out in bottles, you said?
We're working on bottles.
There'll be 12 packs available.
12-pack cans, because that will open up. Well, Vicini, Team Awesome, will be rolling it out to grocery stores and convenience stores and be a lot more accessible to the public. One thing that the beer distributors are able to do and having great success in it is they're breaking the 30 packs down and selling six packs, making six packs out of them. And they're doing extremely well. People are grabbing the six packs and
it's
six
also,
Dukes.
I mean, that's a bit of an ingenuity. That's a kind of a Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh doesn't have the lock on ingenuity, but we'll roll up our sleeves and find a workaround.
If there's a will, there's a way.
I can't sell a 30-pack? All right. Guess how many 6-packs are in a 30-pack? Let's do this.
5, baby.
And by the way, it soon will be available in those bottles, right?
We're working on it.
Oh, good.
We are definitely working. And 24-ounce cans.
And other states.
And other states. We're working on Maryland. We're actually working on several. Now, we might not hit all those states right away, but Maryland... there's a distributor there in the Hagerstown market. His family actually distributed Duquesne back in the 50s and 60s.
Oh, wow.
And hey, a quick side note. Do you know what Hagerstown is also known for?
Lay it on me.
It's the Steeler capital of Maryland.
Okay.
Self-proclaimed Steeler capital of Maryland.
There we go.
That's a match made in heaven. Bill, thank you. Keep up the great work. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Come back. Gene, you got a minute. Just do what you do.
Hey, the thing we didn't talk about, because it's not necessarily beer related, but one of Bill's other careers, maybe when we have him back next time, I had the pleasure of driving a former NASCAR racer around Pittsburgh. True story.
No kidding.
Yeah, I used to drive in a division of NASCAR in a former life.
Listen, athletes, I've gone to war saying they're athletes. It's more than just turning left. You got to be in condition. You got to have laser focus. I love NASCAR. So... all right, man. I'm your guy.
I drove him around. Was that all right?
You did very well. You did very well. No curbs.
So anyway, Gene in the beer garden. We got Rob Pratt. We're featuring Bill Clevenger, Duquesne Brewing Company. I'm grabbing this Duke like nobody's business. It's out there. Ask your local wholesaler. Ask your local retailer. Ask your local bottle shop. Bring in some Duquesne Pilsner, the Prince of Pilsner. In the beer garden, signing out. Gene from Vicini Distributing. Beer since 1933. What you got, Rob?
Ciao. And if you own a bar in Pittsburgh or this region, make the call. Vicini Distributing. It's your duty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.